A very good evening to you, Namibia, and a warm welcome to Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station. Of course, this is Life Lessons. Now, you know, like I always tell you, when you hear the voice of Toby Make run about this time, you should know that happy is just somewhere around the corner when it's on a Saturday. Okay, any other day, then probably not me. But when it's on a Saturday this time around, I'm just somewhere around the corner about to keep you company and bring you an insight topic as we always do. Now, thank you. If you're tuning in for the first time, well, you are welcome. Come on a ride with me right here on Life Lessons, the show where we talk about life, situations of life, you know, so we can then speak meaningful ideas or meaningful advice or learn from each other, of course, on this particular show. The aim is for a better society, so society can be better, a better conducive environment for all of us to live in and thrive and grow and progress. Of course, it's a new year, and this is the first show of 2026. I invite you yet again. Please do tell a friend to tell a friend to tune in right here on Life Lessons. Now, tonight, we're discussing an interesting topic. Of course, we have been discussing quite some of those topics under the show called Family Dynamics throughout Monday to Friday. Now, of course, tonight on Life Lessons, we are talking about another interesting topic called family bonds. And yes, I'm joined in studio by a very beautiful young lady, and I say beautiful. I know her personally in outright. This is a young lady whom I've grown, she literally kind of like grew up in my eyes. Of course, we're not always there all the time together at same place and whatnot, but I did see her growing up, and she was a very good, obedient small sister, I must say. Yeah, so I'm joined in studio by my very own small sister, Mercy Jambulu. Welcome. Welcome to Ego Studios.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Good evening. Happy.
Good evening, my love. How are you?
I'm blessed.
I'm glad to have you here.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be in the studio today.
I think a lot of people will be wondering, yes, the English, that's running the family. I know, right? I'm sorry. And I think the speaking does run in the family. Yes, it does. How is your 2026 and how have you started it off? How is it going? How has it been? I know we are only 4 days in, but then is it 3 or 4 days in? Correct me.
Yeah, it's 3 days in.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So far I really appreciate God Almighty because I've started my year in the presence of God Almighty. You know, it's always a good thing to start in the presence of God, you know, just to know that everything will go smooth throughout the year.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate so far, so good. I'm blessed. And the year will be amazing.
I believe it's going to be a successful year.
Yeah.
I believe it's going to be an amazing year. Yeah, for a lot of people, it's going to be an amazing year. Of course, years come also with their challenges and whatnot, but I think it's going to be a very beautiful year, depending also if we keep that momentum going, that positivity, that, you know, courage, that confidence going, I think we'll do just fine.
Exactly. Yeah. Like that, especially when you are being positive, you avoid unnecessary negativities and all that, correct, and you just place everything in God's hands, so everything will go smooth.
True. Now, when we're talking about Mercy Jambulu, I know a lot of people are wondering, who is this young lady? Have you ever been asked, you know, that question for myself? I usually ask it to people, but I think if someone was to ask me, who is Happy Juju? I'll be like, honestly, I don't know. But let's get back to you. The day is not my day. It's your day. So when we're talking about Mercy Jambulu, who is this young lady that we're talking about? What is she passionate about? What does she like? What does she keep herself busy with during the course of the day, Mondays to Friday, and whatnot?
Well, Mercy Jambulu is this young lady.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more passionate about business. Also, you know, I'm God's child.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really love God. I love meditating on the word of God. But throughout, I like doing business, especially order with me. I order business.
Yeah.
Like clothes from China.
Mm-hmm.
I order cars from Hong Kong as well.
Nice.
Yeah. And phones.
Okay. Mm. Now for me, you are indeed a business person. And of course, I think an apple doesn't fall far from the tree, right? Considering that our dad is a business person himself.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I feel like, okay, there were times when I used to sell sweets in school and it was doing really well. But now at this point, I don't know. I'm a little bit skeptical and scared when it comes to business. Maybe because then I don't want to run after customers and that kind of stuff. What's your take in terms of business? How do you actually cope and do it?
Wow. Oh, it's amazing. You don't necessarily need to force people, you know, as long as you market yourself, you advertise your business. Mm-hmm. So customers will just come. And I know challenges will always be there, but your focus should not be on challenges or the shortcomings that comes in. So you just focus on your business. You be positive and everything will be right.
Mm-hmm. What about customer orientation, customer-wise and customer relationship? I know that I have come to notice that a lot of people tend, a lot of business people, only very few people that some of their customers come back and say, you know what, you gave me really good service. And I think that's the one number one pillar of actually a good business. So exactly. How do you handle your customers in that aspect? And what advice would you give before we even get into our conversation of family bond?
All right. No, with my customers, I make sure that I give the right information at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if I'm ordering something, especially cars, you know, it's sensitive. They are depositing a huge amount of money. So I make sure that I have that contract to give them just for assurance that they are safe, their money is safe and all that. And I just assure them, I give the right information and the waiting time, because you know we do order with me, so you need to give the month that the customer can wait, or the days or so, so that the customer can trust you.
Now on a more news type of question, we're dealing with NAMRA, of course, Namibia Revenue Agency, and we still have a lot of people still doing order with me, as they want to believe that. So how do they actually go about? And also, I think I would want to ask you, since you're somebody who is a business person, how exactly do you want NAMRA to go about this order with me businesses, so that people who do that type of business can still be able to contribute so well and strongly to the economy without having to pay lots of tax?
Oh, wow. That's so amazing.
Yeah.
So it's very, like for NAMRA, you know, it gives so much stress, especially on the business, small business owners.
Yeah.
Because especially when you get your order, sometimes you need to wait for a long period, which is really not good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's best they maybe reduce on the waiting time when they are doing their clearance, and also reduce on the cost, because it's very high.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the day, you not get enough profit as planned.
Mm-hmm. I haven't made my research in that particular angle, but I'm wondering, is it the same with other countries as well in terms of the tax being so high when you are importing from an outside country and bringing in your stuff to sell as a business person? And you speak about small business. Is it the same, or do you have any idea?
I'm not quite sure, but I just feel like for our country, just too much. It's giving unnecessary pressure on the business owners.
That's what I feel. Mm-hmm. You know, just recently, as I returned back from my holiday visit, and I came to customs, I bought quite a lot of books for myself, because I was attending a conference, and there's lots of books, about probably should be more than 30 books. Yeah. But they are all my books, really.
Mm-hmm.
Only very few books that I'm actually going to give away. And I had two big Bibles as well.
Mm-hmm.
And as we got to customs, NAMRA charged me. They said I should estimate roughly how much I spend on my books. And I think it was around about $1,000. It should be $1,000 or less.
Mm-hmm.
Because over there, it's quite cheap. Now, one thing, they did charge me 20% on that, which was $200.
Yeah.
And those were my books. Only perhaps 10 of them are to be given. But I didn't argue it. I didn't have a problem with it.
That's
but then
amazing.
I'm just like, what about other people? You know, what about other people? If this continues to go on, are we really uplifting Namibia's small businesses? I don't think so.
Not at all. Especially that currently our country is facing a high rate of unemployment. So.
Correct.
It's really bringing them down, and they will not get profit and all that. And some of them end up giving up on business.
That's the thing.
So it's better they reduce on their cost.
Correct. Yeah. You know what? We'll continue that conversation on NAMRA another time. I have homework to do myself on it. Yeah. But coming back to our beautiful conversation on family bonds, what does family mean to you? Let's start off with that.
Well, family. Family is your closest people.
Mm-hmm.
It could be your neighbors, your siblings. It could be your friends also, as long as they are close to you.
Yeah.
Not necessarily just your blood family. So it could be your neighbors and your friends.
Agree.
Yeah.
Agree. Because in the case of friends, mm-hmm. there are some friends who turn out to be more closer than our family members.
Exactly.
They tend to be there when you need them, even when you need to go to the hospital, for instance, right? Yes. And your mom is probably far, your sister is not even around. Mm-hmm. I remember even when COVID was around, you know, most of my siblings were not nearby. Mm-hmm. Ah, actually, now that I remember, mm-hmm. I had two of my siblings who had corona. Were you one of them?
Not at all.
And they infected me, I'm telling you.
That was bad.
Yeah, I remember. So then they couldn't really help me, because, I mean, they had it as well and they were put on lockdown. So that time I needed someone. And guess what? It wasn't, blood related family who actually came to help me. And this, it's the fact that that was the time that was a scary moment, but you still have a friend coming to take care of you, to cook for you.
Just imagine that love, giving you that love.
Yes. Yeah. So I agree with you in that aspect. Yeah. So how do you ensure that you and your family spend time together, keep in touch, keep close and stuff like that?
Wow. That's great. So the important thing is basically just the communication. Your communication matters.
Yeah.
You need to keep on communicating with your family members, as mm-hmm. we have explained earlier.
Yeah.
And you need to meet up, especially festival season. At least try to meet up. You can have your party. You enjoy it together. You come together as a family like that.
That's
so, but the most important thing is to show love to each other, né? And be there for each other, especially the communication. Nowadays is, we are living in the world of communication, like,
Technology,
you can call, you can WhatsApp, you can video call and all that. So it's very good that you keep up that bond.
Keep it strong.
Yeah, you keep it strong.
You know, some people really make use of even video calls.
Exactly.
Some people really make use of it, you know, but other people are still lagging behind, you know. You still get some family members, you want to keep in touch with them on WhatsApp video, and the only time they buy data is to go on Facebook and finish it and never even call, or are not interested in video calls, which is so bad.
Yeah.
Because it's necessary for the bonding, and especially when someone maybe is abroad and you're studying abroad and then you have your family, you can still really quite keep in touch.
Yeah, you can still do that.
Yeah. Let's talk about ways and aspects of family, whether siblings or cousins or whatever, really being deliberate to spending time together. What are some of those aspects that you think we siblings even need to do to ensure that we keep the communication alive?
Mm-hmm.
And because also our siblings go on to have our children, and to keep those cousins, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like together. They know each other and all that. Mm-hmm. What is mostly important as a family, it's best that you create a WhatsApp group, né? So that you associate with each other.
Yeah.
And when the upcoming generations, when they are coming, we need to introduce those kids to ourselves.
Yeah.
Otherwise, one day you just come across somebody in town and then you just pass them because you don't know them. So it's best we introduce our children to the rest of the family members, to our friends, to our neighbors and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But most importantly, we need to have a WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
We keep on communicating. Anything, we just post there.
That's true.
Yeah. And you'll be up to date.
Yeah. I think for me, I'm not very good at ensuring or making sure that I put in the work, you know, but we do have a big sister who's very good at that. We have a big sister who's very, and I think, I don't want to say it should be her role, but it's the fact that she's the firstborn.
Mm-hmm.
She's our father's firstborn, and she always ensures, she has to make sure that everybody comes together. I feel like sometimes she really puts in the work and we don't really comply, which is so bad, you know? You know, like, it's for instance, she will open that WhatsApp group and she will come up with, okay, this December, let's meet. Mm. Wait. There's going to be a goat.
Mm.
And then everyone is like, Exactly. Everyone has an excuse. At least most people have an excuse.
Yeah.
I don't know. What then should we do in that aspect? Should we maybe, inform one another a month before, or what exactly needs to be done to actually bring all the siblings together under one umbrella?
Well, I feel like the best way is when we communicate earlier, like early at the beginning of the year. Mm. Like now we need to already to plan, like when should we meet and all that. And everyone need to prioritize that time just to spend it with your siblings, with your family, just all together like that.
Yeah.
What is important is to prioritize your time.
That's true.
Exactly.
But you know, lately I've been having certain ideas in my mind. You know, one way to actually get your siblings to come, whether they like it or not, just throw a party for an adult, like either for your dad, for your mom. I think they won't want to miss it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The moment you say, okay, we are going to make dad's 70th birthday party now. My dad is thinning probably. Ah, I don't know. My goodness.
60.
Oh, he's going.
Six.
66.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
66.
Okay, cool.
Wait, next month, actually.
Yeah, man. Exactly. You know, there's a time, actually, dad called me to say, you didn't wish me happy birthday. It's on Valentine's, guys. My dad's birthday is on Valentine's. And I was like, ah, but dad, you never called me sometimes to say happy birthday. But you can say that. You can't say that to another.
You just keep it inside.
Exactly. So I think that's one of the ways that you can bring all the siblings together.
Mm.
You can actually then, organize. It doesn't always have to be a whole number, or it doesn't always have to be a whole number, Missy. I don't think so. Even if he's turning 66 or turning 67, or your mom is turning 55, any age, because you'll be waiting. You keep on saying, okay, we'll wait when he's 70. And what if he gets ill and that time he's in hospital? Or what if you know?
Because you never know what could happen.
Know.
Yeah, you never know at all.
Especially in this
the time is now. Tomorrow is not promised sometimes.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you need to do it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's one thing I've been thinking about really getting siblings together. Perhaps organize a birthday party.
Yeah.
Or just say, we're going to celebrate mom. We're going to celebrate dad. Exactly. Everyone will show up.
They'll show up.
Unless it's a very...
A critical situation.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay, cool. Now, while we're still on this particular angle, let's talk about, you said creating a WhatsApp group.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But what about also other areas or other avenues that we can explore? And I'm specifically referring to our kids being in each other's lives. You know that we were not deprived of spending time with our cousins growing up. You knew your cousin, you could go to your cousin's place. Okay, maybe that was because, you know, the environment was different and now this is city life.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we young adults, we are not doing our part, or we're not doing our best to ensure that our kids get to spend time with each other, our kids get to know each other. So what ideas are coming to your mind that we should maybe do?
All right, that's amazing. So basically, especially the kids now, we need to visit each other. If you are in the same town, at least find a day, even during the weekend, you can say, we are going to visit one aunt.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just go with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
They will mingle together and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That would be also nice. And also at the end of the year, very important, especially as we are from the north. So
yeah,
it's best we go with our kids at the north and all that. Yeah, you know, everyone, some are coming from Vervas Bay, Rondo, Aronos. Yeah.
Then
we just meet up together.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be so good.
I think North makes it the ideal place and the ideal time also.
Yeah.
Everyone is mostly, okay, most of the people are on leave. Majority of the people are
holidays.
On leave. It's holiday.
Mm.
Yeah. It's time to spend time with one another and that kind of stuff. Yeah. I think it just requires us putting in the work and the effort.
Exactly. And also during the family events is very important because sometimes we get to know each other during the weddings, you know, such things. So we should come along with our kids and all that, with our friends and all that. And then we just meet up.
Mm. Talking about family weddings, when was the last time there was a wedding at my father's house? I think we need to pray more. Somebody has to get married by fire, by force. Exactly. Because you know, with weddings, they bring everyone together. That's another way, actually.
You know, your cousins from the other side, from your aunties and all that.
Exactly, man.
Otherwise,
you just meet. Otherwise, actually, another event a not pleasing event, a not planned event.
Exactly. Ooh. I know what the way you're driving to.
Exactly. It's funeral. Mm-hmm. If you don't do it, then life forces you guys to come together at somebody's funeral.
Mm.
And that's not nice.
Because it's really bad.
It's a, now you have to comfort each other. Now you have to, and this is a time where you're also trying to catch up, which could have been, you know, earlier prevented. I keep on saying flowers are for the living and not for the dead.
Exactly. Give me my flowers. While exactly. I'm still alive. You know,
take your flowers, my sister. Take your flowers. Exactly. With that being said, let's pause right here. We'll be back shortly. You are tuned into Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station. We're just getting started.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utete opoye ekukulile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka okone ushendife nawa nukumuna oijamo ili nawa Ninge fata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile ko berewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me know.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. If you feel like a room without a roof,
Welcome back. You are tuned into Life Lessons. If you're just joining us, well, welcome. We are yet still here to keep you company, right? Of course, this is Life Lessons, right? You own your number one talk radio station. Like I said, I'm joined in studio by Messi Jambolo. We're talking about family bonds and just the importance of deliberately setting aside time to spend time with your family. Messi Jambolo, like I said, it's a pleasure to have you with me in studio. I think a lot of people may be wondering, she's calling her Jambolo, but then I know. Yes, that famous, beautiful surname. I want to appreciate it. Anyway, Mercy.
Yes.
Talk to us about why family bonds are very important. And yeah, just why is family bond very important? Do you think perhaps we do neglect our family sometimes and later on sort of somehow we are shooting ourselves in the foot because later on when we do need them, then it's not flowing so well because we had not invested in it. So why is family bond so important?
Wow. Thank you so much. So family bond is very important, especially just to have that mental health. You know, mental health is the best, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if you are not loved at home, you'll be stressed. True. Let me say, maybe in your academic, you not do well, not concentrate. The reason why we have high number of suicidal, especially in our country, is due to that you don't have anybody to talk to.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's very important to create that trust and then just to build that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are going through a challenge or anything, you can always just reach out to your family members. For instance, maybe you are in need. You can always just communicate with them, ask for help, not only when you are in need and all that. So
yeah,
it's very important that we keep that bond. Their relationship matters.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate how you mentioned that not only when you are in need.
Yeah.
I think for most of us, we tend to only reach out to people and especially to our family members when we are in need.
Exactly.
But you might be saying, I don't have a job. I don't work. I go to school, for instance, or I finished school already and I'm not finding a job.
Mm.
And of course, you only reach out to them when you need finances, you have the time, you know, sometimes even, for example, you could say, okay, my big brother always comes through for me financially.
Mm-hmm.
How about I offer to go and wash his clothes or maybe babysit his kids?
Mm.
Yeah.
Or maybe cook for him and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone got something to offer, not always just money. You can offer anything as long as you can offer the love, as long as you are with a person and you can cook for them. You can do anything else, not always about money. And it's very important that we communicate to people.
Mm.
You can greet them. Not necessary that you have something to say or something.
Just
a simple greeting.
Yeah.
You know, a person will just appreciate.
That's true.
Mm.
For instance, you receive a text from a loved one and then you'll be expecting them to ask something and then they say, no, I'm just greeting you.
I'm just greeting you. That's all. You know, it will build that relationship and trust as well.
Mm-hmm.
So in time of needs, when you come back again, I will not hesitate. I will just, you know.
Yeah, that's so true.
Mm.
Yeah, that is so true. In terms of building trust, apart from obviously keeping in touch and also just making yourself available, what other aspects maybe can we do that can help us build trust among each other as siblings? Even the bond between a father and a mother, we see also as time goes on, sometimes those bonds are also not as strong as they maybe used to be in the beginning. So what other things do you recommend that perhaps people do?
So for you to build trust with your family, it's very important that, you know, what basically broke a relationship is when maybe you steal from them, you deceive them or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just best that you do what is right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, apologize and come clean, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you need to apologize and then you don't repeat the same mistake again.
You know, that's also a very important aspect.
Mm.
You know, in terms of family also, they're not always perfect. That's true.
Mm.
And but I wouldn't want us to make excuses for them because they are not always perfect. But we want to recognize the reality on ground that we tend to hurt each other with the things that we do or sometimes with the things that we see. So that aspect that you're talking about, that do the right thing, that is apologizing. Mm. Because sometimes, let's say for instance, somebody steals from you and you and I stay in the same house and we stay with our other two siblings, perhaps. And, you might be suspicious to say, I think Happy stole my money, but actually it's the other person. Mm-hmm. So you cause conflict between these two siblings. Mm-hmm. You cause chaos.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just better you sit down and then you discuss the matter. You know, sometimes it's not good always just to suspect that, okay, maybe it's Happy and all that. Sit and settle the matter. It's always the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Instead of just suspecting and all that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it will bring chaos in the house and all that.
And destroy a bond that was probably once.
Exactly. Thing. And you see some people end up like, no, I'm not talking to who because of this and this. At the end of the day, 1 year passed, 2 years passed, they are not talking and all that, which is not good. And forgiveness is the key.
Yeah.
You need to forgive others. You know, the Bible says that you should forgive how many times?
77 times a day.
Exactly.
Yeah. So now, okay. So in terms of, let's come back to restoring relationships that were broken, you know, and destroyed. And the aspect of not speaking to one another for a year.
Imagine.
You know, this is something that I've come to learn that, and I learned it from my mom, my grandmother, and you know, I learned it to say, even if you do wrong to each other's family members, you're not allowed to have grudges. Maybe allowed is the wrong terminology that I'm using, but it's not good that you have a grudge with each other, you know, for even for 2 days or 3 days. Just rather discuss it, you know, like you're saying. Rather discuss it and lay it on the table. Because what if I fall sick in the middle of the night? Who am I going to call, you know?
Yeah, it's true. So it's just better you communicate, settle the matter, instead of just holding grudges and all that, you know. At the end of the day, a year passed, you are not communicating. It's not good. Settle the matter, forgive each other. You can pray for each other. You know, prayer is a key.
Yeah.
We need to pray with each other and all that, and everything shall be well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Let's go back a little bit also again. You know, let me tell a story.
All right.
I've heard of a couple, and the wife was asthmatic. So they happened to have an argument that day and went to bed. And in the middle of the night, she tried to get hold of the husband, sort of like to tap him, you know, and alert him that she was having an asthmatic attack. I don't know whether she did succeed or she couldn't. Or perhaps because they're not talking, he decided he's just going to flip his back and whatnot and ignore her, not knowing that she was having an attack and she wanted him to reach her asthmatic pump. So now apparently, unfortunately, in the morning, he woke up, well, they're not talking, so he took a shower and he went to work and he came back from work only to find the wife. Everything, actually, when he got into the kitchen, apparently everything it was exactly the same as it was when he left it. So now he started panicking and being worried to see how come everything is just the same, only to find his wife still in the same position, in their bed. And then obviously to alert the officers and whatnot, only for them to realize that the wife died long time ago, even before he left to work. So why I tell this story is the danger of holding grudges.
Exactly.
And I think that's just one of the consequences that could be amongst those. The other particular part that I can mention is lack of peace. When you're not speaking to someone, even if you're not seeing that person every day, you don't really have peace.
Mm.
There's a way you are bothered and you wish you could reach out, or perhaps sometimes you're very angry and you can't reach out. You know, let's talk about the importance of really ensuring that we make amendments. If we are talking about family bonds and we want to be bonded, of course offenses will come. We will offend each other.
Mm. Yeah, I get you. That was a bad one. It's a bad story. So yeah, that's why it's very important. You should not go to bed like with grudge.
Mm-hmm.
That's why forgiveness is when forgiveness comes in. So like that now, at the end of the day, you end up regretting of your action and all that. So it's just best. You know, when you don't have peace, everything is broken, relationship wise and everything.
Yeah.
So the best thing is just to communicate. Communication is the key. I know the Bible says that don't let the sun
go down on your
down without having peace with your neighbor, or with your husband, and all that. So it's best to keep the peace in the house.
Exactly. You know, as we have this conversation on family bonds, myself, I'm reflecting on, you know, life and my past also. Have I really been doing my best to ensure that I have strong family bonds with my family? You know what? If I was to score myself, I wouldn't tell you people the number. I'll just give it to myself. So really, I see that there's need for improvement myself. I need to do better in terms of family bonding, because, another important aspect of, family bonds is that it's like investment. It's almost like as if when you're saving money in your bank account, it's very similar. The aspect of you putting in the work to ensure that you and your siblings spend time together. If spending time together is not, permissible or possible, then I would say call each other like you spoke earlier. Why I say this particularly is because in the long run, you will need your family.
Exactly.
One way or another, you will need to rely on your family. There's certain things that only your siblings will be able to do for you. Or only your siblings can be able to come through that your friends can't even. You know, have you noticed when people are getting married? Even going to the north, there are certain duties that your friend doesn't know, doesn't even know the village you're coming from, you know? Only you, only your siblings can be able to do that particular thing. And it's not just about, weddings. It's many other aspects that only they can be able to come through. So I feel like it's an investment that we need to really play our part in doing.
And one thing to avoid is hatred, you know, hatred and pride, especially when, you heard about something, you don't just hold grudge against somebody. At least you don't know that thing. So we need to avoid and cut off all hatred, pride, and all that.
Envy too.
Yeah.
You get family members that envy each other.
Oh, yes. It's one thing that, you know, I'll not call you because they are rich or something like that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
All that, you know, envy, jealousies, all that. And gossip also, you know, just lying and all that.
Yeah.
Such thing we need to avoid. True. We need the mercy of God to help us do that.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Let's go back to that. You know, having really our own part to play. So as to avoid gossip, hatred, and envy among each other. This is one thing that I have spoken here on Life Lessons before, is that when my sibling has a car, you know, when she buys a car, indirectly,
you're also blessed.
Exactly. When she, let's say for instance, she goes to the north, or she stays in the north, and mom gets sick, who's going to drive mom to the hospital?
Your cousin.
Exactly. You see?
She's blessed.
Yes. Instead of me going to hire a car or get a car from the neighbor's house and give them money, put in petrol, wake up people in the middle of the night who might not even be interested in going, my sister or my cousin or that particular person is the one who's going to do it without any hassle. So when a sibling buys a car, or buys a house, even if you are not the one staying there particularly, you are indirectly also benefiting from that. Let's say there's a house help, you know, who stays, at the family house, maybe at a particular, village or farm or whatsoever. They're the one who are going to be responsible to pay that person, you know, to take care of even their property.
Yeah.
And you are benefiting because it's minus one expense from your pockets.
It's true. So what is important is just to love each other. When we love each other, celebrate each other, you know, we keep that bond and be, you know, you need to be closer to God. You need to pray.
Yeah.
Prayer is a key.
Yeah.
I always tell my siblings and close friends that we need to pray.
True.
And everything will just be well.
Because in one way or another, the enemy will come through to just...
To separate people. Family, you know, marriages are breaking and all that.
There's another aspect. And even counseling, you know, we have one of our sisters whom the two of you are very close. Like, I always say, you know, my sister says, this particular sister of ours says that she doesn't have friends. You know what I told her the other day? No, you don't have friends, but your sister Mercy is your friend. And you know, one thing I learned from my sister, I've learned how she can be so secluded from outside people.
Exactly. They,
and that times, and that also sometimes means keeping yourself away from trouble and from problems.
Distractions.
I learned from her that you don't invite everybody to your house. It's not all your friends that must come and know where you stay. And it's not all your friends that must enter your bedroom. That's your privacy, you know? I learned from her that not only by her telling me, but by me seeing, you know? I observed and I noticed, wait, my sister doesn't really get visitors or coming to her place. She doesn't really get friends coming to her place. Why is that also very important to form friendship with your siblings, considering that you are very close to one of your siblings? And you, and I think if they were to say, Messi, count your friends, you will include the sister to say, this is my friend too.
Yeah. Your own siblings could be your friends as well.
Okay.
So not only your far friends and all that, your close friends, as long as maybe you can share your own things, your secret, you trust that person.
Yeah.
So it's also your friend.
Yeah. Anyway, let's pause right here and take a trip to the marketplace. We'll be back shortly. Stay tuned.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukulile oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito danjuka okukwetira oipindi konu kondado inawa nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendi finawa nukumona oijabo ili nawa ninge Fanona, Monica, Co, Eagle FM, Honoreta Time, Bali Heali, Nola Natu, Heali Bali, No Heali, Ileko, Berewa, Mura Hetatu, Natu, Bali, O Hetatu, Matatu, Oma Felane, Eagle FM, the eye. Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile oshafa fana nongeshe faili.
Something good gonna happen in this year. Blessings gonna find me here. Oh yeah. Favor gonna find me here. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm missing money gonna find me here. Blessings gonna find me here. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Round and round, these seasons I've been facing. But this year, your blessings I'm embracing. Hey, healing have to come my way. Blessings have to come my way. Winning, we winning, and we here to stay. It's the blessings me say will find me here. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. How many favor gonna find me here? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell them that money gonna find me here. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. How many blessings gonna find me here?
nothing shall get omit. Speak life, it is a new day. All things in my past, yeah. Welcome to the new year. Me step out in faith and no fear. Blessings go find me, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I miss if people gonna find me here. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Money gonna find me here. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I miss the blessings gonna find me here. Oh na 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 na.
Some Duke on the vibe.
This year, blessing, money, testimony. Go to follow, 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 you they go.
This year, good news, diet, plenty body. Go to follow, 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 you they go.
Everything I be wanting, manifesting for my life.
Everything you be wanting, manifesting for your life.
Even before you call, you don't answer prayer. My papa is too sure, you don't fit for your head. Even before you call, you don't answer prayer. My papa is too sure, you don't fit for your head. Blessing, money, testimony. Go to follow, 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 you they go.
This year, good news, giant, plenty money. Go to follow, 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 you they go.
Some Duke on the vibe.
This year, blessing, money, testimony. Go to follow, 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 you they go.
This year, good news, diet, plenty body. Go to follow, 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 you can go.
Everything I be wanting, manifesting for my life.
Everything you be wanting, manifesting for your life.
Even before you call, you don't answer prayer. My papa is too sure, you don't fit for your head. Even before you call, you don't answer prayer. My papa is too sure. Blessing, money, testimony. Go to follow, 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 you they go.
This year, good news, giant, plenty bonding. Go to follow, 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 you they go.
And of course, yeah, we are back. Like I said, you are tuned into Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station. That is Eagle FM. Now, of course, trust us. I keep on telling you, trust us to bring you very insightful topics right here on your number one talk radio station. Remember, Eagle FM is a talk radio station. In other words, it's there to talk about conversations. You know, those critical conversations, even those conversations, the hardcore conversations that are not being had anywhere else, or being spoken about anywhere else, where people are scared to bring out the very basic truth. We do it right here on your number one talk radio station, Raw. Now do follow us on Eagle FM Namibia. That is Facebook. We are also on Instagram. Do follow us there as well. LinkedIn, also find us right there. Now do follow our WhatsApp channel, Eagle FM Namibia. You can also download the Eagle FM app right into your mobile app, or listen to us via the website. We are always right here to keep you company any time of the day, any time of the night. Now, of course, back to our conversation. We're talking about family bonds. And like I said, I'm joined in studio by Missy Jambolo. Of course, this is a very interesting conversation, Missy Jambolo. And I'm so glad that you actually made time to come and be with me in studio today.
Thank you so much, Happy. I'm also happy that I'm here today.
Great. Okay, cool. Now let's talk about black tags, what they call black tags. Before I'll let you explain what black tags is. You tell us.
Oh, well, black tags is one thing that is draining people, okay, you know, especially financially.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that is one of the sensitive things to talk about.
Yeah.
But it's draining people, especially those who are working. You know, when your parents, your parents cannot support you and all that, when you start working, now you cannot build things for yourself. Mm-hmm. You start taking care of your young siblings, even the old ones, maybe they are not working, especially, you know, I have said it, like our country, the unemployment is very high.
Yeah.
So you start taking care of, let me say, maybe the whole family now. Let me say you are the breadwinner of your family.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot do anything for yourself. Everyone is just depending on you, which is giving you unnecessary stress, and you end up disconnecting from them.
Yeah.
So it's one thing that we need to tackle as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's true. I think I didn't really think about it to that extent, you know? I never actually thought about it to that extent. Usually for me, I'm an advocate of saying, no, I don't believe there is such a thing we can even call black text, you know, because I was like of the opinion that it's mostly probably just your parents that you have to look after, which I don't think it's a big deal if you have to look after your parents when they were looking after you, you know. Now that you actually speak about it like that and expound it to say, even siblings, cousins, you know, sometimes aunties and uncles. Oh my word. And actually children, nieces and nephews. If for instance, your sister is depending on you and she happens to get a child and another child and she's unemployed, then you have to take care of them. What do you think? How do you think black tax is destroying family bonds?
Yeah, it's really destroying family bonds, especially when you are overwhelmed.
Yeah.
You get unnecessary stress. You get unnecessary stress because of finances, you know, with everyone is just dependent on you.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. Now, in that aspect, I'm telling you, it becomes so draining. It becomes so exhausting. I hear you really. It becomes really something that it doesn't become joy to do anymore. It becomes something that you dread. I think every time you get a text from your cousin or from your sibling, you tend to think, they're going to ask me for money again. And especially when it's towards the end of the year.
Exactly.
Or end of the month.
It gives you that burden, you know. Whenever they communicate to you now sometimes. Or let me say some now will be scared to call you, to text you. They'll be like, okay, now I will not communicate. Maybe they will say I'm asking for money and all that.
Yeah.
And the issue, it comes from our parents, ne? Let me say some people come from different backgrounds. Ne?
Mm-hmm.
Some people do not have anything. They go through that, you know, I don't know. It's like a generation something.
Yeah.
It just go on like my children's like that, but then no, do not happen like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like a generational thing. Yeah. Like a generational case, maybe. Curse. Your parents were depending somewhere and then now your kids depending just like that.
I don't know why. I don't even take time to really. I know this is something that is spoken about a lot in church, generational curse. It's something that I don't take to heart. It's something that I don't know. I don't know. Am I being ignorant? It's just something that I don't even talk about or even put my mind to. Because I have this mindset to say, the moment I take a stand and I say I'm going to cut off myself from certain habits of how my aunt, my uncle, my what did, then I believe that it's up to me to do that, you know. And some of these things, sometimes they don't require prayer. Of course, there is that which some of the things, you know, sometimes some of the things that we spend so much time praying about, we just supposed to take action, you know, you just take action and completely
decide.
Yes. Let's say, for instance, your family, we still have people giving testimonies to say, I was the first graduate in my family. Now, let's say there's been no graduate in your family and you happen to go up until high school now and you're currently in high school. Then if you notice that there has been no graduate, then put more effort in your school and make sure that I am going to
break the record.
Exactly. Now, if you spend time praying and not reading your books, is it really going to yield the results? It won't.
No.
So it requires, so some of the things I feel like it requires deliberate action from you to say, you know what? I'm going to take a stand and I'm going to do it. Another example that's coming to my mind. For some people, you know, the thing of, let's say from my family, all my aunties have gotten kids before marriage out of wedlock. And then all of them have been left behind. None of them got married. This one has 3 kids. This one has 4 kids. That one has 2 kids and stuff like that. And then you as a young girl, you notice this and you believe in family. You believe in love. You believe in marriage. You believe in having your own house with your husband and children. Then you make a deliberate action to say, you know what? I'm going to do the right thing. I'm not going to spend time in prayer to say whatever. I'm going to close my legs until, you know.
Exactly.
So some of the things I'm trying to say, it takes action instead of always saying, no, I need to break generational. Just take a stand to say, I'm going to do it differently. And immediately that action is going to cut you off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is true when they say that action speaks louder than words. Ne?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to take action. You need to do the work, you know, like, no, I'm tired. Let me just cut myself from that curse, generational curses and all that. So action matters. And one thing that put people in black text and all that is comparison, you know. You want to compare yourself to happy, you know. People are different. Families are different and all that. So you don't need to compare yourself, okay, or maybe just to kill yourself, okay, let me just go in unnecessary depths because I need to build the north, I need to do this, so much things. So be yourself. Thank you. Yeah, something like that.
Thank you, Mercy. I appreciate that. Comparison is the thief of joy.
Exactly.
The moment you are comparing yourself, thank you so much. let me try and speak it the way I understand it.
Exactly.
The moment I compare myself to my sister or to my brother, I miss it completely altogether. You know, one of my sisters, another sister, of course, Serafina, for instance, you know, oh no, she wouldn't want me to say this.
Just hold
it. And I'm ready. Let me hold it. For instance, she's my small sister. Imagine she has gone on to do something and I'm so proud of her, right? But I'm in no position to compare myself to my small sister.
Exactly.
She's running her race. I'm running my race. The moment I start comparing myself to say, oh, but Serafina achieved this, I need to immediately achieve it. Why? Because I'm older than her and whatnot. Then that takes away my peace. I'm not doing it anymore because it's a goal that I want to achieve. I'm doing it because I want to let everyone know that what my small sister achieved, I can also achieve. And that is wrong.
Very wrong. Because now you just want to compare yourself. You know, we have different destinies.
Yeah.
Your destiny is not my destiny.
Yeah.
And sometimes not that we should be there at the same time. okay, maybe you are reaching your destiny this
Thank
year,
you.
And then me is next year.
Exactly.
So you don't need to compare yourself. Even the fingers of on your hands, they are not equal.
Mm-hmm.
So you do you and be yourself.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do me and be myself. Okay. I don't know about the listener, but do you and be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That way you will be peaceful.
Exactly.
You will be peaceful. Mm-hmm. I've made peace with a lot of things that haven't happened in my life yet. Trust me, I've made peace with a lot of things and I don't compare myself. I want to take, I want to use somebody as an example. Otto Kapuka. You know Otto Kapuka?
The Kapuka.
Otto Kapuka.
Mm.
You know him, right? The author, he has written quite some books.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And he's a horticulturist. Mm. He's in horticulture. Mm. So he, should I say, grows mangoes in the north and other stuff and butternuts. And he's a business person.
Mm.
And I had him as a guest one day here. And I think I should call him up and make him a guest again.
Mm.
He recently got married. And it took him time. And I love how, I love his philosophies on life, on the aspect of not comparing yourself and not doing things because the next person did it.
Mm.
One particular aspect, he said, I haven't bought a car yet and I'm not going to be pressured to buy one because I'm focusing on other things, you know?
Mm.
And that is so wonderful because you would expect, I don't know about now, whether he's bought now or not. You'll expect somebody who is a business person, you know, quite with a household name here in Namibia.
Mm.
You'll expect them to be feeling embarrassed in getting into a taxi.
Mm.
And then somebody who knows them, recognize them to say, oh, Otto, you're also getting into a taxi.
Imagine.
You know? Because I'm focusing on other areas that I want to build.
Exactly.
Perhaps I'm trying to build my business. You're a business person.
Mm.
Maybe you're trying to, you have the money to buy a car, but you just feel like I need another
investment.
Like
you divest your business to other things and all that. So you don't need to compare yourself at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People are different.
Mm-hmm.
And what you need now is not what I need. So we have different needs, desires and all that because we are different people.
Exactly. Mm. And I think that comparison also spills into marriage because all your siblings have gotten married and now
Imagine.
You haven't gotten married. Now you feel like, oh, my siblings are married. What if you haven't met your right partner yet?
Yeah. So comparison is one of the things that now bring up envy, jealousies, ending up breaking now family bonds.
Mm-hmm.
You end up like, no, I'll not talk to her because of this and that.
Yeah.
Jealousy.
Yeah.
It's one thing that comes out of the comparison.
Exactly. Mm. So, colleagues, friends, loved ones, beloved, let's stay away from comparison. Comparing ourselves to ourselves. You know, there's actually a scripture that says, and I like to say it, comparing themselves to themselves are not wise. Does it say fools as well?
Yes. Yeah, they are not wise. It's the same.
Yeah, why exactly. They are not wise.
Yes.
Those are always not mine.
Those who are comparing themselves with themselves, they are fools.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Because
in different versions of the Bible. Mm,
yeah, because it's true. You take away your happiness.
Mm.
And I think that's the reason why, that could also be one of the reasons why people tend to go extreme and self-destruct.
Exactly.
And also mental health. You know, sometimes people's health mental health is not fine because they think I'm supposed to be way. I'm supposed to be at a particular level now. Like for instance, when we were young, before I clocked 30, when I was probably 25, 24, maybe even 21, I've already calculated in my head when I'm 30 years old, I will be, I should be married. And you think everything is going to work out exactly in a lineage way.
Mm.
I should be married, have kids, a house, a car, a good job, maybe the CEO of what, and all this kind of stuff. And then you click 30 and you look at all these things that you say you should have. Maybe you've only achieved one. You'll be frustrated.
Exactly.
You will be frustrated because now you set this high goals without even putting into consideration that life is a rolling ball.
Exactly.
You can make your plans, but it doesn't always go according to your plans.
And everything is in God's hands. Ne? It's in God's hands.
Yeah.
So it's not always yourself, but God's plans. You need to involve God in everything that you do.
Yeah.
When you plan according to the to God's will. Especially at the beginning of the year, everyone is having their New Year resolution. Mm. This year I need to achieve this and this and this.
Yeah.
When they did not achieve it, at the end of the day, they are stressed, you know, depressed and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to pray according to God's words, mm-hmm. according to His will,
mm-hmm.
and everything will just align. You
Thank
don't need
you.
To stress yourself.
Thank you. You don't need to stress yourself. Did you hear that? You don't need to stress yourself. And I want to say that, for me personally, when a particular, event happened in my life and then just came as a blow, mm-hmm. and that particular event that happened made me realize that happy New Year resolutions, don't aim so big. Don't aim so high. Don't, you know, it's okay to dream mm. and to wish, but don't put your heart so high because disappointments can come.
Mm.
And we need to make room for disappointment so that when the disappointment comes, well, happy over here because she has now told herself that, you know what? I've told myself that when the disappointment comes, I'll be like, it's okay. You know, unlike in the past, if something didn't go the way I had planned, then I lose my peace. Then what are people going to say? What are people going? I also used to be that person. What are people going to say? What are people going to think? Now this happened.
Yeah.
At this point in life, I've just told myself, you know what? People will continue to say.
Exactly.
You know, I don't care. Whether people are going to say, I don't care.
Yeah, that's one thing. You know, whether you are doing good or bad, people have always something to say. So you don't need to mind about people.
Yes.
So whatever you want to do, do it. Like from your heart, mm-hmm. you just do it
yeah.
without considering what will they say. Maybe I will be ashamed or what. No, do you.
Exactly.
Yeah, do you. Be yourself.
Yeah. Mm. Like for instance, you failed your module, mm. your last, very last module mm. that you're going to graduate. And now all of a sudden your classmates are going to graduate this year, 2026, while you are going back to school to repeat that module and only graduate 2027. Who told you are a failure? Of course, you failed, but you're not a failure.
Exactly. You are not a failure. That's why, for me, I learned something, né? Like in life, you need to appreciate everything, whether challenges or anything.
Yeah.
Like for me, I appreciate everything,
yeah.
whether it's bad or good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God said He's a good God,
yeah.
regardless
yes.
whether something bad happened or not, He's always good. So you don't need to focus yourself on what is happening in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just believe and everything shall be well and all that.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you need to have that room. You should not just expect everything to go flow. Well,
mm-hmm.
always and all that. Otherwise, you end up just being frustrated, mm. stressed, and all that.
That's true.
And at the end of the day, you don't have peace, which is the key. That's why, you know, when people pass on, they want them to rest in peace, you know. While when you are alive, you don't have that peace. You should
exactly.
have peace while you are alive.
Thank you. Mm. Someone once said that, why do we want people to rest in peace when they've died? Let's create that peace while we are really right here on earth.
Mm.
And sometimes that peace starts with you accepting and acknowledging that certain situations are beyond your control and not caring what people see. Of course, you know, as a human being, of course, you may be bothered and be hurt by, what the next person said, but then I believe then you deal with it at that particular point in time and then you move on. Yeah. So that you can still maintain your peace. Peace is a very important aspect. And I want to also, bring up to say sometimes the pressure that we get is really coming from our family. You know,
mm.
the other day,
exactly.
yeah,
mm.
from our very close ones. And you know, when we talk about family, sometimes it can also mean, the people you go to church with.
Mm.
Sometimes they become your family.
Exactly. Your church members.
Yes. Mm. And what they say has impact. You know, there's a particular lady from our church, very beautiful
mm-hmm.
young lady who loves people, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we can talk about genuine people in the church, she'll be one of those people that I would point out.
Mm-hmm.
And by being genuine, I'm talking about her character, you know, the outside, you can tell how you see, you observe, obviously we observe people, you know, you observe how I've observed how she speaks to people, how she handles people, how kind she is, how charitable she is. So, she's part of the marriage committee. Let me put it like that.
Okay.
And, she has helped conduct, people's marriages, or she has helped when there's parental consent that needs to be done, she will go with to the introduction of the parents of the sister, beautiful, of that particular brother. Yeah. You know, when they are in courtship, she's there. And there's been now a couple of marriages that have been conducted. Mm-hmm. And it's been, I think, 7 years now she's been part of the ministry. And up till now, she's not married. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have children. Mm-hmm. And interestingly, the other day we were actually, it was crossover service, and one of our sister was saying, let's pray for our mommy that the Lord will bring her husband now. Mm. And I'm like, why?
Ow, demanding.
No, of course, sometimes I understand that you feel like
you are behind
this person. Yeah, you are behind. Sometimes it's not even you. Mm. It's the people around you that give you that pressure, you know, to say, Mercy.
Yeah, exactly.
Mercy, you are now 30 years old. You need to get married. Mm, it's sort of like pushing you. Why don't you have kids yet? Mm, like imagine pushing you to go out there and look for kids, like as if kids are things that you pick on the tree, like an apple or an orange or something. Imagine. So I didn't really appreciate how she was, you know, so I think we also need to be careful and cautious about family pushing us into certain things. Sometimes you are peaceful, something wasn't bothering you, but all of a sudden, because your family member keep talking about it, then you lose your peace.
Exactly. So I always say that for you to avoid unnecessary pressure and all that, it's better just to ignore. Because ignorance is a key sometimes just to keep your peace, instead of just being worried because a certain person is saying this and this. And yeah, it's just better to ignore. You know, whatever they are saying and all that, you ignore negativities. Mm-hmm. Especially from the start of the year, you make sure that you build positivities everywhere. Yeah. If there is negativities, you cut them off everything shall be well with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that aspect of cutting them off, because really, if it can be a close family person, but then for the mere fact that they are so negative or they are so pressurizing you to do something, something that is good, but is also beyond your control, then I think for your own peace of mind, you can cut them off.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that you should not talk to them.
Okay, okay.
You need to, yeah, you need to, you know, to put your bones, boundaries, what to talk to them and all that. I'm not saying you should not greet them or all that. Yeah. Just cut them off, like you don't need to listen to what they are saying and all that, and then they will know exactly, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Like put boundaries.
Yeah, put boundaries
on what. Yeah.
Yes.
I hear you. So really, I think it's one aspect that we also need to look at when we're talking about family bonds, in terms of really you don't want to be pressured. Sometimes you have made peace with a particular situation,
exactly,
and there are people who are cautious out there. And it's not only marriage, it's not only finance, it's not only cars and material things. It's also when you've gone to university, you've finished your degree, and you're not interested, or perhaps you have in a particular field, and then your family saying, when are you going to specialize? Other people have specialized. And you're like, I don't want to go back to school. I'm okay with my job and my salary at this particular point. Of course, money's never enough. I would appreciate a promotion, but I'm not interested in going back to school. But then you get still, but your cousin, so that you graduated with, just graduated last year with your master's degree. So it's things like that.
Yeah, that is where now comparison comes in. You know, they just want, I don't know, they are monitoring. It's where monitoring comes in now. They are monitoring your life and all that.
Yeah.
Okay, you graduated. Why don't you have a job and all that? You know, that those things will put you in, you know, unnecessary stress. That's why people are committing suicide and all that, because of just unnecessary pressures from the family members. It could be family members or friends and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just need to make peace with it, and then you ignore negativities and everything. You know, you focus. You know, your mental health is the key.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have that peace, unnecessary pressure from outside will not influence you in any way.
That's true. Mm. That's so true. Nonetheless, our studio line is open. 083-288-401 is the number in studio. I repeat that slowly. 083-288-401 is the number in studio. You may come through and air opinions and contributions. So perhaps you would like to ask a question right here on Life Lessons. you are more than welcome. Now, Mercy, let's talk about also the importance of taking care of, since we're talking about family bonds, I think it's also quite necessary when we talk about parents, not only parents, but grandparents. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Creating family bonds with our grandparents, because now sometimes they are so old and they become very dependent. Not in a, by dependent, I'm not just referring to finances, but they depend on their children and sometimes on their grandchildren to take care of them, to take them to the hospital. And sometimes we, the young people, are not available to do that. So why is also that very important? Considering our grandparents have also played their part in our lives. Mm-hmm. Maybe sometimes your mom went back to school and left you with your grandmother. So why is also that important?
You know, it's very important. You know, when you don't have grandparents, yeah. I don't think you would be existing now.
Exactly.
So it's very important to visit them. You know, those grandparents, they need that love. They need to be taken care of. Not mm-hmm. only calling them and all that.
Yeah.
I know some, they don't have cell phones and all that. So it's best just to visit them. If you have kids, you send the kids to the holiday.
Yeah.
Just to be with them. You know, they are also becoming like babies now and all that. They need those kids.
To send them also.
To send them also and all that. And then when you go, let me say maybe for holiday and all that, just make time for them. Take them out. Take them to town and
yeah.
all that. You know, you just enjoy. You know, you build that bond and, you know, they will love you and always they will just miss you. You know, the parents, grandparents, they need to be with people. Not necessarily just to be alone and all that.
That's so true, you know. Mm. Take them out. Take them to KFC. Take them to Hungry Lion. You know, it doesn't have to be something.
That's
so
good.
Take them for pizza.
Yes.
Let them eat some ice cream in town.
And then you take pictures,
yes.
you know.
Yes. You know, sometimes I used to see my aunt buying for my grandmother and my grandfather, who happened to be her dad and mom. She'll buy them Hungry Lion. She'll buy them KFC. She'll buy them those nice things, you know, because she wants them to feel that, you know. But I think it is also necessary to pick them up and say, you know, we are going to town. We're going to KFC.
Yes.
You deliberately just sit.
Exactly. You go with them. If you are to buy them clothes, do it, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. They will feel so loved and all that.
Yeah. Because most of the time we buy them clothes and take to them.
Mm.
But we never really
take them to town and all that.
Which is also very important. Mm. And imagine what bond that actually, you know, imagine you getting old and now people are not giving you that attention. Or you getting old and your grandkids are giving you that attention. It's something very beautiful.
It's very beautiful.
It's something, yeah.
And you should be making jokes and all that, you know. Show each other love.
Thank you. Do you believe in old age home? Like taking our grandparents to old age home?
For me,
it's not really something in our culture, but yeah, see.
Yeah, it's not in our culture, but I believe when we are to have that, it could be a good one so that they can mingle with their friends and
yeah,
all that.
Okay.
But in our culture, it's just better to take care of them in our houses
yeah,
and all that.
Yeah.
It's more better.
I agree. Unless it's really extreme and health-wise, maybe they need help. But otherwise, I will also recommend we taking care of them because they took care of us.
Mm.
Unless it really becomes somewhat a burden and you can't really do it yourself. But yeah, I think let's pause right here and take a trip to the marketplace. Remember, listeners, you can also still come through and air opinions and contributions right here on your number one talk radio station. 083-288-401 is the number in studio. 083-288-401. Let's pause right here. We'll be back shortly.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
What if I couldn't speak? What if I couldn't eat? What if I couldn't move? Would you still love me? What if my body ached and always made you late? What if I couldn't wait? Would you still love me? Would you love me when it's hard and our lives falling apart? If the things that we once knew are long gone, if our blue skies turn to gray and my memory fades away, would you still love me? Would you still love me? What if I'm complicated, always leaving you frustrated? Nothing ever went quite right. Would you still love me? Wish I could let you know what the future holds. It's a promise I can't make. Through the good and bad, happy and sad, love's a risk that we must take. Would you love me when it's hard and our lives falling apart? If the things that we once knew are long gone, if our blue skies turn to gray, my memory fades away, but you still love me. Ooh, will you love me when it's hard and our lives falling apart? If the things that we once knew are longer, if our blue skies turn to gray and my memory fades away, but you still love me.
Again, I'd ask you to remember when we first met and fell in love. We were so young and dumb, but our love was so strong. Memories of those late nights, so I feel this fight. If I could speak again, I'd ask you to remember when we first met and fell in love. We were so young and dumb, but our love was so strong. Memories of those late nights would fuel this fire. Would you love me when it's hard and our lives falling apart? If the things that we once knew were long gone, if our blue skies turn to gray, my memory fades away, would you still love me? Would you still love me? Would you still love me? Would you still love me?
Welcome back, and we are back. Welcome back to you as well, as we are back to keep you company. Of course, this is Life Lessons. Now, we're talking about family bond and the importance of bonding, and I think also being practical in terms of family bonding. You know, Mercy, I want us to talk about family trips. That's something that we hardly do, or hardly do, but you know, people do that. Some people actually do that, you know, like going on a trip with your siblings, going on a trip with your friends, so also become family now. And it helps. It helps in so many ways. It also helps. For a minute, I was stone cold sober. I pulled you closer to my chest. So sorry about that. There was a song playing in the background. So I was busy talking about family trips. Why that is also very important. And it doesn't just have to be restricted to, I think, siblings, but it can also be siblings and their children or whatsoever. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Family trips.
Yeah.
Very important. You know, but you need to plan for it.
Of course.
Yeah. You start planning at the beginning of the year already. You plan for family trip. You budget. You start saving up just for, and then you communicate with everybody. They put on their input. Where would you like to go? You know, just to build that bond.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, you can just go without any challenge or financial burden and all that. So at least you can do it annual, like at the end of the year, you know, when everybody is free. And it's best now you start saving up at the beginning of the year already so that you don't have financial burden. And you can just go on the trip. You enjoy, like, with your family, friends, and all that. Exactly.
Yeah. Like that. What about other areas that we can really do to help family bonds? Because, I know, coming through for each other when you need them, you know, I think that is one very important aspect that can help the bond to grow stronger. For instance, if I am there for, maybe my sister, let's say, for instance, when she gets a newborn child, and I'm really there for her, you know, purposely making sure that I'm there to help her. I think that's one area that can also help a family bond. Or, for example, if my brother is ill, not feeling well, and they need somebody to take care of them, as much as maybe they have a caretaker at home, I can also be always making a 10, even if I'm busy myself, coming from work, coming from school, also to just maybe even show up to just encourage him or feed him or whatsoever. What about those particular aspects or particular moments? It's a negative situation, but you play your part to make it a positive situation.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when somebody is ill, in the hospital, admitted. So it's always just to show up. Not necessarily that you should take something with. Sometimes if you don't have, you can always just show up. Your presence matters. You show up, you can pray for them, you can talk to them, just for them to feel loved, you know. When you feel loved, or let me say, when you are loved at home, you know, you feel so peaceful, and then your healing can just come as well, just like that.
Yeah.
And it's very important, if you are visiting them, make sure that you cook for them, show them love. And as you have given an example, like maybe your sister gave birth or something like that, buy for them something if you can do that, or just visit them. Showing up for each other is the best and is the key, you know.
Yeah.
Always, I know, I always say that everyone got something to offer. Your love, not always money. You know, nowadays people are just like, I don't have money. I cannot do this and that. Yeah. You know, and that is not always the case. Anytime, anything, you can show your love. You can show up. As long as you visit them, you are doing something for them. You stand up for each other and all that. You encourage each other. Sometimes some people are just discouraged and all that. They just need somebody to talk to. And then you show up. So they will feel so loved and then build that bond.
They just need somebody to talk to and also somebody to listen. Sometimes the person just needs that, really. You know, just knowing that I'm cared for.
Yeah, exactly. And then they'll not feel so abandoned, like nobody on their side and all that. Because you find some people are like, no, I don't have anybody to help me, to talk to and all that. But we should show up for each other.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Yeah, true. You should show up for each other, in especially situations that are very critical, very important. You know, it's a situation that's very important to the next person. The moment I think you show up, it shows them love, and that's a, and it strengthens the bond, because that's something that they won't forget, you know? It's something that they will not forget. Even in big moments, you know, if somebody has a big event that's coming up for them, even if you don't have the finances to help them with that particular big event, going with them to the shops to buy the things that are needed for their event, being, making yourself available to say, you know what, if you need accompaniment to go to the shops, and buy certain things, I'm available. I'll go with you.
Yeah,
you
know? It's true. Especially maybe they are far from the north.
Yeah.
And you are in Windhoek or other towns. You can run their errands. Yeah. You can just say, okay, let me run your errands. I can do this. I can do all that. And yeah, you know, you are helping them. Not always that, okay, you need to have money and all that. Your availability matters.
Yeah. That's so true. Your availability matters. So I think this year I also want to make sure that I do my part. Because really, it's not always about finances. And you see, you like to see that everyone has something to offer.
Yes.
It's true. We always have something to offer. Even if it's a glass of water, we always have something to offer. And water is for free.
Yeah, exactly. And one important aspect is when now, let me say maybe they are telling you their problem, they are telling you their challenges. It's not up to you now to go and, you know, talk it somewhere else and all that just to break that bonds and that. We need to stand up for each other. We need to encourage each other and we need to keep secrets.
Thank you.
Do we keep secrets in nowadays? I have a question, Happy. How can somebody keep somebody's secret?
You know,
because if you are not keeping the secret, okay, let me say maybe I tell you something and then you deceive me.
Mm.
You go behind my back and then you say it. At the end of the day, I will distance myself from you. I'll not be telling you things and all that. So I just want to ask you now, how can one maybe keep secret whenever they tell you their challenges or their predicaments and all that? How do you go about it? How can somebody go about it?
Okay. You know what? Especially for me, in terms of keeping secret, I think I do quite well in that line. Yeah. I want the next person, especially the person that confided in me, to know that they can trust me even tomorrow. One thing I will do if I'm unable to help this particular person, maybe I want to give them the best advice, I can talk to someone else who doesn't even know them, or they don't know each other, and ask for advice. And I may not even give a name. I'll probably say, you know what, there's a particular sister of mine who's going through this and this and that, and perhaps what advice would you give me that I should give to them? And now that person will say, okay, tell them to do this and this and that. And then I'll come tell you, giving you advice to say, you know what? I think you should try this and that and that. But if there's anything that I do not like, is to reveal secrets, because it's not nice. If I come to you and reveal my secret to you, the reason why I told you when it was just the two of us is because I don't want A, B, C, and D knowing it, you know? Mm. And I think if going out to seek advice on how to help that particular person, the approach is very also important. The angle you take it from.
Yeah, it's true.
Let's say, for instance, you're married and then you came to confide in me that, Happy, this is my third year now in marriage and I just can't seem to be getting a baby, you know?
Imagine.
You know, I'm considering trying many different options, you know, stuff like that.
Mm.
And maybe in your vulnerability, you even thought of trying things that you wouldn't normally think of, things that are not so good for you, you know? So then I may talk to somebody who can then give me that advice. But the moment I go to that person and say, ah, do you know that Missy, it's now her third year, she's not getting a baby, and I don't even know how to tell it. That approach already is a gossip. That approach already is gonna
break relationship.
Yes.
You know, you need, at least if you are seeking for advice, you should not mention their name. The person, it should be anonymous.
Yes.
Like, you just seek for advice for somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't need to mention their name, that because, they told me this and that. You should just seek for advice without mentioning their name. It would be the best way.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you know, one thing I've noticed about, if you want to see who is good at confiding in, and you know that, that's your particular secret, or that particular thing that you told that person is going to be kept confidential. Observe what they tell you about other people. The moment that, you know, I know it's a cliche that, you know, it's a common saying that has always been said. If they talk to you about other people, then they talk about you to other people.
Yes. It's true.
That alone is a fact.
There's no privacy.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you entertain their talk of other people, then just know that you also
be part of.
You just know that you other people
know your secret.
Yes.
As well. Yeah, it's true. So meaning that you cannot trust them.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So you, I think we also need to be careful with who we confide in.
Exactly. You need to be very careful because for you to trust somebody, at least, I don't know, for how long. How long can I trust you?
Exactly.
How long can I trust you? Like,
but you know, Missy, let me share something with you. Mm-hmm. There are certain things that I concluded that I would never tell my mother this. I would never tell my sibling this. There are certain things that I concluded.
Exactly. I know what to tell. You know what to talk about.
Yes.
Like different people.
Yes.
You need to study them. Like, okay.
If you're not ready for something very sensitive to spread, then I would say be careful about telling it to a particular person. Like, for instance, back in the past, I don't know whether this is even a right thing. But for me, I think it works. I told myself that there are certain issues that I can't tell my mom. As much as I love her and I can be honest with her about many things and she can be there for me for many things, there are certain things I won't tell her. You know why? She would tell her sister, who is my aunt maybe, and you know, because they are close.
Imagine.
Yeah, because maybe what I tell her maybe might be too heavy to bear. So she would confide in her sister and say, oh, Happy is going through this and this and that. And then my aunt will also confide in her other sister or her friend. Yeah. And before you know it, they've spread my story. They've spread it.
So, yeah, I got you.
So I would rather, so there are certain things that if it's very, very sensitive, I'd rather just not tell the next person. Not because I don't trust you, but because I know you are going to tell the next person. Not out of gossip, but maybe because you need counseling
or you need help.
Yes.
Or sometimes you need, you are talking to somebody, not necessarily just a gossip, but you need advice, you know, you are seeking advice and all that without knowing that the next person is having also a friend.
Thank you.
And then the cycle goes on like that. So you need to be careful.
Thank you. Apparently, those of you who have friends know that your friends have friends that are not your friends.
Exactly. Something like that.
So I can tell my friend something. And that my friend also has a friend. So they will tell their friend. And that friend also has a friend, you know? So before you know it, something very sensitive that you're really keeping a secret has spread. And this goes for not just bad things, but for good things as well. For instance, you are sensing that there is a promotion coming your way at work. I'd rather say keep it to yourself until it happens.
Exactly.
Don't tell anyone.
You wait for it to manifest because now, if you are not waiting, it attracts jealous spirit as well.
Yeah.
And then if you are just quiet, it's even better. If you cannot trust yourself, you cannot hold it in.
Yeah.
If it's a sensitive matter, keep it to yourself. And if you can't, the next person can't keep it. Remember?
Thank you. You know, that it's so interesting. Eh? You can't keep it yourself. But you expect the next person to keep it.
Mm.
So certain things really, I believe, we need to keep to ourselves.
Yes, keep it to yourself. If it's sensitive, keep it to yourself, please.
Mm-hmm.
Don't share it.
And also, I think we need to also be understanding with when the next person has shared it with another person. I think it depends on how they shared it. They could have shared it because they wanted to get more advice, or they could have shared it because they were scared. Let's say, for instance, you now say, I feel like committing suicide.
Imagine.
And then you confide in me. And then you expect me to keep that a secret.
No, that's something else.
Yes.
That's something else.
Although you might feel betrayed that I reached out to one of our uncles. But then again, I would say, know who to reach out to. Don't reach out to somebody who is going to aggravate the injury, but reach out to somebody who is going to bring about a solution and make that person who trusted in you, especially if it was a sibling or just a close family member, make them understand why you reached out to the next person. Because there are certain things that require other people. Like for instance, you can confide in me and I know I'm not the right person to help you, but I know Mercy is in a position to help you better than I am.
Exactly. Why they say that if you two can solve that problem, it's when now you call in the third person and all that, and then you just solve the problem.
Yeah.
Otherwise, keeping secret is the best way. If it's very sensitive, don't share it. If it's killing you emotionally, physically, or mentally, please don't keep it to yourself. Reach out to the next person for help, but be careful who you are talking to. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I think, yes, it's maybe what I'm going to say is not true for every family, but I think befriending our siblings saves us a lot of heartache and a lot of headache also. I tend to think that there's less jealousy among siblings. There could be, but I would tend to think that it's
less
limited
compared to friends.
Yeah. So I think making friends with our siblings and, you know, for instance, I want to buy a car. It's best if I tell my sister to say, you know what, Missy, I want to buy a car. And then you can help me. Okay, let's break it down. How is your saving? What exactly are you looking at? And stuff like that. Then to a friend.
There
are certain friends who can really support you and help you, propel you to go forward without envying you and being jealous of you. But it's not, I want to believe there are not many.
Exactly. Only a few. So when it comes to trust, especially friends, you need to be very careful and then you need to choose wisely because your friend can be your enemy at the same time.
Your friend can be your enemy. This whole time you've been confiding in an enemy.
Exactly. Because your friend knows you inside out, everything. So your friend can even deceive you in one way or another. So you need to be careful of your friends who you can confide in and all that.
And
you should also know what your friend should know. Not always.
Your
friend should not know you like from your bedroom to your kitchen and all that. At least some of the things should be kept as a secret.
You know, it's interesting. There was a time where my pastor actually said that even your spouse shouldn't know everything about the family. Shouldn't know that one time in the family, my younger sister committed abortion. No! You can't tell them everything. Perhaps your sister even, you know, repented from that behavior, regretted it. You guys solved it. And then you go and tell your husband something like that.
Imagine.
Which didn't, something that happened 10 years ago. Did it, that, he has nothing to do with it. No contribution to it. That's what you're confiding. Tomorrow, just in case, you know, tomorrow when you're having an argument and then, so you guys, your family does this. No, it's not everything that you should tell.
Exactly. Also, what is happening in your marriages and all that, you know, your husband could be, maybe you have, you know, misunderstanding. You should not tell everything to your family members because yourself, you can forgive that husband of
yours.
But your family members might not forgive your husband.
That's true.
So know what to talk. Not everything is need to be said out, you know. You need to keep some of the things secret just to keep that bond, you know, family bonds. Not just to distract people, to separate people because of just a certain misunderstanding and all that. So you need to be very sensitive what to talk and all that. You know, everyone is having their predicaments, their challenges, their shortcomings and all that. So, your husband is also as a human being as you. So they are having their weaknesses and all that. You know their weaknesses and all that. Yes, I know there is a time that you need to seek for help. If maybe a weaknesses keeps on occurring, you know, repetitive weaknesses. And then you reach out to the people that you can trust. And then later you should go back and tell them, yes, your husband have repented or your wife have changed, you know, just to keep that bond, to avoid hatred, negativities and all that.
From what I've heard, and it's something that you just mentioned now, you can forgive your person. You can forgive your husband.
Because of love.
But your family won't forgive. They won't forget.
Yes, they won't forget it.
They won't forget it.
Forever hate that husband of yours or your wife forever. He's bad. He's all that.
They won't believe he has changed, even if he does change.
There are things that you should say and there are things that you cannot say.
Mm-hmm.
Say only things if you are seeking for help.
Yeah.
And say, okay, a certain elder, maybe, okay, there's something that is going on in your house. Okay, you can seek for help.
That's
but
true.
Some of the unnecessary things, just a small, small misunderstanding, you are up there already.
You tell your mom.
Telling everyone and all that.
Mm-hmm. Mm, you're telling your sister. Good. You're telling
you need to be very careful.
That's true. Mm. That's true. You know, I think some of the decisions that we make, especially the huge decisions, wrong huge decisions that we make, sometimes they are influenced by our family member because you confide in them. You told them, you know, last night, my husband didn't sleep at home. Hey, Kai. What? Sister, pack your bag, so. Pack your bag. How can this man be treating you like that? Hey! And then I'll come and help you pack the bags. And then all of a sudden, boom, you pack your bags. 5 years later, I'm not finding a husband. You know, you could have, and then you're now wondering, you know what?
You destroyed your own house.
Yes.
And the best thing is better maybe you seek for counseling first before you go to anybody else.
Thank you.
At least, a psychologist and all that.
Social worker.
Yeah, social worker, you know, just for your peace of mind. And then you get some advice. Then later you can go to somebody that you trust in your family.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be the elder or it could be the young one, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, those smart ones, they can give you nice advice and you can trust them. So you should always do the right thing. Seek for a social worker first before you just run up and down
with
and
the family members.
Your own home.
Exactly. And then you destroy with your own home. There are some things that are very painful, of course, that some painful experiences that we go through in life, but they are also durable. Like you can also endure them.
Yeah.
In the, you know, sometimes when you look at people who have been married for many years, for instance, they've endured their marriages. They endured pain and now they are enjoying the fruit of that endurance. I'm not saying, a woman must endure abuse. Being beaten and emotionally abused and physically abused. And abuse is in different ways. It's not just physical. Emotional abuse as well.
Exactly.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying there are certain aspects that happen in our lives that sometimes we need to
enjoy
them.
Like it's life lesson. Actually.
Thank
just
you.
Just for you to learn something.
Yes.
They are there to train you, not to destroy. Actually, just to train you. You know, when you get something that you, maybe you did not work for.
Yeah.
Do not value such thing.
Yeah.
But if you go through some training and all that, you know, you value it like, you know, I need to hold this like an egg, you know, such things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
You should always just believe that, you know, there is always an end to any situation you find yourself in. And most of the things are just life lessons and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. Most of the things are really just life lessons. Better endure them while speaking to a social worker than speaking to your sister who you know. She's going to get her emotions involved, you know. Sometimes she's giving you this advice from an emotional aspect to say, no, my sister can't go through that. But your very own sister also, if she was to go through the same thing, oh, she's busy enduring what her probably husband is doing worse. Mm. But she's telling you, no, don't enjoy certain things. So as much as we need to keep the family bond, let's also keep the family bond by protecting it from certain matters that can then later, cause it to scatter.
Problems.
Yes. Yeah. So really, it's quite interesting. Now, you know what? We are like so close to the closing of our very beautiful conversation, which I have been enjoying.
Yeah.
And I believe that you have been as well. So as we close off now this conversation and coming to an end of the discussion on family bonds, Mercy, in general, what are things that you would say we should go out there and deliberately do to ensure that the family bond stays strong, united, and growing as well.
Wow, so amazing.
Yeah.
So it's very beautiful. We need to keep that bond by keeping that love. We need to love each other. As I have said earlier, that we need to communicate, especially we are at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. We need to communicate. If you are to form that WhatsApp group, please create it. And then you should be active, plan already when to meet up. We should visit each other. And then when we are going through things, challenges, we should reach out. And we need to be very careful not to break our trust, not to break our relationship with others. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very important that we just trust each other and then we stand for each other. We should not be envious or jealous, you know, when others are achieving what they are achieving. You know, just believe in yourself, do yourself, make sure that, you know, comparison, as we have said, that is the thief of your blessing, is the thief of your peace. So you need to be you and believe. You need to trust God as well. You need to put everything in God's hands. As you are at the beginning of the year, you need to pray the more. You need to ask for God's wisdom, God's will, and He will surely guide you. Mm-hmm. And you just need to keep positivities going on. Avoid negativities, you know. You know, as early as possible, you should be positive already from the start of the year. Okay. You don't need to wait June, you know. You don't need to wait at the end of the year. You start as early as possible. Mm-hmm. And you just believe that life is having full of challenges, is full of surprises. You should have that room of, you know, challenges will always be there. As we have said earlier, that it's just to train you. Mm-hmm. It's not maybe to kill you or that. Just need to train you and then you'll be wise, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I appreciate that.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the conclusion of our beautiful conversation. Missy, I want to appreciate you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us in studio today.
Thank you so much, Happy. I feel so honored. I'm very happy that I was here for almost 2 hours.
Actually, for 2 hours.
And it was very short.
Yeah, that's the thing. I always tell guests that, you know what, 2 hours go by so quickly. When you're having a beautiful conversation, it goes by so quickly. And there you had it from Mercy Jambulu, my very own biological sister, y'all. It's been a pleasure having her in studio with me and talking about the importance of family bonds and just how we can practically go about to ensure that we play our part in ensuring that the bond is strong. Now, from Inda Afa, Happy Juju, it is goodbye. I'll see you again next time. Same place, same venue, same frequency, same radio app, and same website, that is Eagle FM Namibia. Do head over to our Facebook page to follow us. And if you're interested in listening to this beautiful conversation again, please head over to our podcast section. That is if you have downloaded the Eagle FM app. Now, if you haven't, please head over to your Play Store or Google Play and download the Eagle FM app. It's written Eagle FM Namibia, and you can listen to this beautiful podcast again, over and over again, and other beautiful podcast that we have put up there. Yeah. So with that being said, I'll see you again same time, same place next Saturday for yet another interesting conversation. This has been Life Lessons with yours truly, Dafa Happy Juju. I sign out now. Adios. Bye-bye. Ciao, ciao.